今天的信息题目是神全备的引领。
My message today is the fullness of God's leading.
因为我知道有很多青年才俊在我们中间。
I know many young people come back to your church today.
所以我们今天请 Joseph 帮我翻译。
I ask you to translate.
今天这个题目跟我们每一个人都有关系。
This topic concerns everyone here.
所以我听到有年轻的刚刚做事的。让我们一起来领受着神的话语，我觉得很高兴。
I'm glad to hear so many young people who are working now come back to share our meeting today.
因为神的引领是非常完全的。
Because God's leading is always very complete.
不只是各个情况。
Under every circumstance.
在不同的困难中。
Under different difficulties.
可能不同的年龄层次。
Even for different age.
神都有特别完全的带领。
God have a full guidance for everyone.
再仔细看，你发现不是只是针对个人。
Not only the guidance, but just for individual.
可能对夫妻
，even for couples，
或者一个家庭
，for the whole family，
或者是带领孩子们
，even to teach you how to guide your children，
或者一个团契
，even for group or fellowship，
或者教会
，for the whole church，
神都有全备的带领。
God is a fullness of guidance for everyone.
所以这篇信息
That's why this message
要从你的角度好好从灵里面去思想品尝
From the depth of your spirit, you want to meditate on it.
可能你在不同的情况之中
But under different circumstances.
可能你在不同年龄有不同的想法
At different time, at different age in your life.
而且你可能真的要正做些计划
So you can begin to plan for it.
因此今天 的信息就是针对这些来讲
I hear my message for you
我们能不能把刚刚经文再打开一下
Let's turn to the gospel or the message again, the scripture again
我们先看中文然后再英文
Let's read the Chinese and then in English
或者没有打开你们看你们的这个三章上应该有中文的啊
The Chinese is in the program
我们一起念中文的经文好吗
Let's read the Chinese together first
来请
我把眼镜擦掉一块磨的血手抽出一地就完了他看住他保护他
都卡入眼中的瞳仁
有
一
条
冷沉卧在搓阴里上两张软展便是小鹰飞在两只翅膀上，这样耶和华日子引导他，并不外邦与他同在。
我们现在用英文念一遍
，I'm going to read in English. In the desert land,
he found
in the barren, howling west, he shielded
and cared for you.
He dug of the apple of his eye.
你都会看到原来神在跟你说话。
You're going to discover that God is speaking to you.
当你看到第一节经文，耶和华遇见他在旷野、荒凉、野兽吼叫之地。
God met him in the desert where the beasts roar.
这是一个非常危险的地方。
A very dangerous place.
你我可能都没有看到有多危险。
We are probably not aware how dangerous the situation is.
可是神看到。
But God alone knows.
因此神就开始保护繁荣。
That's why God begins to guide him.
你我如果在这种情况不依靠神的话，你怎么可能可以得胜？
How are we to survive in that kind of situation?
第二节就看到，如鹰搅动巢窝，接取雏鹰，飞在两翼之上。
He said, like the eagle that stirred up its nest and hover over the young.
发现神好像在鼓励你要飞起来。
God is encouraging us to take off, to fly, to fly.
好像神在跟你说，你长大了，可以开始做些事情。
God is telling you, you have grown up, you should begin to move.
可是你可能还不会怎么样去做。
Maybe you still don't know how.
所以神会把你接在他的翅膀上，继续的飞翔，带来适当的食物。
That's why he still catch you on his back to move you.
神就这样带领。
That's how God leads.
所以神的带领不是叫你只是躺在安息的睡觉。
God's leading is not so that we can rest and sleep.
它是动态的，让我们继续的成长长大。
It is an active birth so that we can move.
到十二节
，come to verse 12。
神一直带领，一直等到神独自的引领他。
God will continue to guide until he alone.
再没有别方外邦神来与他同在。
Because there is no other foreign God was with him.
这个时候，神的引领才完成。
That's when God's leading will be completed.
所以这是非常宝贵的三句话。
These are very, very, very precious words.
让我们今天来思想一下。
We're going to meditate on these words today.
我们想到当时亚伯拉罕被呼召的时候。
When God called Abraham out.
神叫他离开本地。
God tells him to leave his native land.
本族故家。
To leave his family, his tribe.
到他神所指示的地方去。
Go to the place that God has called him to.
可是神在天上帮助他。
But all along God was with him.
神有一个计划要完成的。
God has a plan for him.
神对亚伯拉罕说。
God said, tell Abraham.
我必叫你成为大国。
I will make you into a great nation.
我必赐福给你。
I will bless you.
叫你的名为大。
That your name will become great.
也叫别人，叫你因你而别人得福。
Because of you, many, many nations will be blessed.
所以很明显。
Very,
叫亚伯拉罕出去的时候
，When God called Abraham，
要他听神所说的话去
，He wants him to follow him。
可是神会成就一些事情
，Because God wants to accomplish things through Abraham。
因此，今天我们从这个角度来想，他在我们每个人身上都有同样的带领。
In the same way, God has the same guidance for everyone here。
不但如此，在你的家庭里面也有
，Also has the guidance for your family。
在我们教会里面。
God also has a leading guidance for our church.
我们先做个祷告，我们来用信心来领受这篇信息。
Let's use our spirit to achieve this message.
我们在天上的父，求你与我们同在。
Father in heaven, we pray that you will be with us.
借着你自己的话语
，through your own words.
借着圣灵向我们说话
，through your spirit speak to us.
我们每个人的光景我们都知道
，you know our situation.
我们也知道我们家庭的光景
，you know our family.
也知道我们教会的光景
，You know our church，
可是神借着三句话
，Through these words，
要跟我们很仔细的来面对面的摆设练习
，Speak to us face to face，
让我们真的知道他如何教导我们
，So we can know your teaching，
而且他如何的全备的引领我们
，We can understand the fullness of your guidance，
让我们来思想。神话语时候，求圣灵真的在我们心中动工。
As we meditate on your words, may your spirit stir our heart，
帮助我们每一位弟兄。
Help everyone here，
让我们更认识神。
So we can know you more，
更爱神。
That we can love you more，
更顺服神。
That we can obey you more，
让神全备的引领就全正全在我们的面前。
May the fullness of guidance be clearly before us。
带领我们进入更丰盛的生命
Lead us into that abundant life
将祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名
We pray all this in Jesus' name
我们首先来看一下第一句话。
Let's think about the first verse.
这实际上形容在一个试探中的光景。
This describes a situation where there is temptation.
旷野
in the desert land.
旷野是形容一个非常困难的光景。
It describes a very difficult situation.
而且很可能你跟神说话好像神不在边上。
A place where you may not see the God speaking.
因此他用荒凉野兽吼叫之地来形容这况。
He used a barren and howling wasteland to describe it.
当我们看的时候，你发现荒凉之地是什么意思
？What is a desert land?
荒凉之地是表示说很少长菜蔬的地方。
Desert land where very few vegetation grow.
里面好像生命也蛮少。
Where there is very few life.
而且这里面好像希望也是蛮少。
Where there might be not much hope.
我不知道你我没有碰到一些困难的事。
Have you ever in a situation?
好像你跟神祷告，神也没有在边上听。
When you pray to God, you don't feel that He's listening.
好像你需要水，想安息，也没有看到可以安息的水。
You are longing for water, but there's no place to rest.
往前看，好像希望也看不出什么有真的明显的表示。
Everything in front of you seems hopeless,
荒凉
barren land.
有时候在你的家里。
It might be in the family.
有的时候在教会。
It could be even in the church.
有讲为什么我们又信主，神又与我们同在，怎么会有这种情况
？Now that we are believer, now we believe in Him. How can this be so?
这句话就在跟我讲。
Now this word will begin to speak to you.
可是旷野还有野兽吼叫。
Barren land where there are howling beasts.
哦，除了一些荒凉之外
，Not only the place is barren.
野兽吼叫。
Wild beasts howl.
你就想到撒旦就好像那吼叫的狮子。
Bible says that Satan is like a roaring beast.
要吞噬那些软弱的，可以吞噬的。
To swallow those he can hurt.
我们有时候在旷野
，when we are in a barren land，
看起来有些困难的地方
，in a difficult situation，
我们自己如果信心不够的时候
，if we don't have enough faith，
你还觉得蛮困难
，you want to face a lot of difficulty。
哎，可是还有。撒旦好像吼叫的狮子，要吞吃软弱的。
Even nearby the roaring Satan, he wants to swallow those who are weak.
所以旷野在这种情况
，under that desert land，
看起来是非常危险
，very dangerous place.
神怎么看
？But God saw you.
英文是说
，found, he found.
会管教，就在 when your children continue not to listen, you will discipline them.
管教的原因是因为你爱他。
You discipline them because you love them.
我相信你会管教你邻居的孩子。
I'm sure you don't discipline your neighbors.
好像有人会。
Some people mind.
管教孩子有时候蛮有乐趣。有人在笑。
People think maybe discipline kids are fun.
可是我跟你说，管教就是爱的。
All discipline are motivated by love.
所有爱孩子的父母一定会管教孩子。
Those who love their children will discipline them.
而且管教的结果是要长出平安的果子，就是你。
The fruit of the discipline is a life of peace.
那因此我们在想，我们的父神也是一样要管教。
That's why in the same way our heavenly Father will discipline us.
尤其是当我们一而再、再而三的不听神的话。
Especially when we continually disobey Him.
神他很爱我们。
Because He's love for us.
所以他就会管教我们。
He will discipline.
因此管教
That's why discipline
我们的过程里面是不太舒服
The whole process can be very uncomfortable
那希望借着管教我们越来越有神的形象
Through discipline we'll become more like him
我记得当我们孩子还小的时候
I remember when my children are young
我发现我管教孩子我是蛮弱的
I fear I'm very feeble or weak when I come to discipline
太太每次说我声音大，有时打得很太轻。
My wife said you got a loud voice, but your head is too light.
所以她干脆不要我打她的。
He said, let me do the spanking.
她打得比较重。
He spank hard.
我常常叫个半天都没有动作。
Very often I have a lot of loud voice, but no actions.
你管教需要有技巧。
Because it takes skill to discipline.
我不知道你们在座是哪些是管教比较有果效。
I don't know among you who is more effective in discipline.
你知道管教，如果不按照神的话语去管教，有时候会管教错。
If you don't discipline according to God's word, you might do it wrong.
因为你会想想看，我们人的管教。
The discipline of man.
刚刚我们讲管教的用意是让孩子结出平安的果子，就是义。
The result of the discipline is to bear the fruit of righteousness, which fruit of peace, which is righteousness.
因此，我们管教我们的孩子，也希望要让他结出平安的果子。
That's why the purpose of discipline is to bear the fruit of peace.
因此，我们管教的出发点。
That's why the motive for discipline.
跟管教的方法。
And the way you discipline them.
错误的话。
If they are wrong.
就不会达到那个果效。
You will not reach that conclusion.
我们管教有时候是为了自己管教孩子。
Sometimes we discipline because of ourselves.
因为你觉得孩子要这样做。
You feel that kid is doing it his way.
因为你过去没有达到那个程度。
And did not do it and with the result that you want.
所以你希望孩子要多做这些东西。
You want him to do something that's more.
常常我们的管教是因为自己的包袱。
Very often our discipline are motivated by self.
有时候管教是为了我们自己的好处。
Because of our own self-interest.
有时候觉得我们面子问题被管教了。
Because then there's no other way we have to do it.
所以圣经上也有从神的管教我们来学习如何管教。
From the way God disciplines, we learn to discipline.
神这样说。
That's what Bible teaches.
他说管教的时候是不太舒服。
The time of discipline is very uncomfortable, can be painful.
可是绝对不要伤了他们的志气。
But do not to diminish their spirit.
因此管教时候我们要知道怎么样的方法最好。
That's why we have to learn what is the proper way to discipline.
而且管教的用意是让他在圣洁上有份。
The purpose of discipline is so they can partake in God's holiness.
所以所有的管教是让我们与神的圣洁发生关系。
The purpose of discipline is so that we can partake in His holiness.
使得可以得到益处。
So who can be benefited?
所以假如说你把这带到家里。
If you use this at home,
带到教会里
use it in the church.
甚至于，我不知道这边谁有孙儿女。
How many people have grandchildren?
不会管教你的孙儿女。
Do you discipline your grandchildren?
所以，我们有时候要知道这些差别。
That's why we got to know the proper way to discipline.
而且说，神所爱的还不是管教。
I would say that those He loved, He will discipline.
因此，我们要想到
，That's why we have must be.
若是神在管教我们如果愿意回到神的面前遵守神的话语的话
to obey his words,
那我们就结出平安的果子
you will bear the fruit of peace.
那我们现在回想这三样事情
Let's think about these three things.
试探试炼和管教
Temptation, trial, and discipline.
你我一定会碰到
These are something that we will experience.
我们的孩子一定会碰到
All your children experience them.
家庭教会都在这些中。
Our church, our family experience.
可是这三样事情的感受。
The purpose of these three things. The feeling.
都好像差不多的。
They might all be very similar.
因为你在试探中好像也是蛮难受的。
Under the temptation, you are very uncomfortable.
在试炼中你也是不好受。
In trial, you also have a hard time.
在管教中，你会觉得你有那么多的事情要突破。
In discipline, under discipline, you feel there are so many you got to break through.
所以，我们从这三样事情来思想一下。
Let's think about all these three things.
当我们碰到一些困难的时候
，As we face all these,
我们首先思想一下，我们心中的私欲有没有被牵引
？We must think of our self-will involved.
其实，我们有时候跟神亲近的时候。
Very often, as we come closer to God,
你可以感觉到这些是你的私欲在牵引呢，还是因为别的事情
？You will begin to detect whether it's your own self-will.
如果你跟神面对的时候，你发现是哦，你自己私欲的关系。
As you face God and feel that there's self-desire involved.
如果你愿意把你的私欲撇下
，If you are willing to put aside your desire,
那就是忍受试探就成功。
And you will overcome the trial.
那就得生命的冠冕。
You will receive the crown of life.
所以当我们碰到这些困难的时候，第一个自信长。
As we face all these trial temptations, we must first examine ourselves.
如果这个通过了。
If we can first do that,
那你就会想到哦，这些碰到的问题是可能神在操练我。
You will begin to realize that God is training us.
那因此我们就增加我们的信心。
And your faith in God will increase.
来跟从神。
That you will willing to follow Him more.
你就发现，当你信心被操练的时候，你会慢慢了解神的心意。
As your faith in discipline, you will begin to gradually understand His will.
如果你发现这样子，你还是没有感觉情况的改变。
If you do not take any change in your circumstance,
那你就回想到，如果神的管教中的话，你有没有真的顺服神的话语去做？
And you got to again, decide whether you have been obeying God's discipline.
如果你发现哦，有些时候我确实没有完全顺服神。
When you realize you did not submit to God's discipline,
那你就愿意把这些残累丢掉。
You are willing to.Discard those that burden.
那因此你就在管教中得到益处。
And you will be benefited from this discipline.
借着这样巡回的，你就发现，你慢慢你的生命就被建造起来。
Through all the continued discipline, you God will build you up.
那今天你就发现，神的引领是从这个三个方面在同时在进行。
Today we realize that many times, very often, God's leading are coming through these three ways.
那我们最后的结语，我们一起念一下《箴言》三章五到六节。
The conclusion, let's read it together.
一起来，请。
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的路之上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。箴言
三。In all your way, acknowledge him, and he will lead your path.
所以这句话其实再仔细看的话
If we meditate on this verse,
我们在试探试炼中
As we face trial and temptations,
在管教之下
When we are under discipline,
如果我们不靠自己的聪明
If we don't depend on ourselves,
我们就专心地去仰赖神耶和华的话语
If we acknowledge and depend on His words,
下面的情况就改变了
Situation will begin to change.
在你一切所行的事上
Everything that you do,
都要认定他
You want to acknowledge him.
他必指引你的路
He will make your path straight.
这个后面这一段的真正的意思
that verse that tells us,
如果说你真的把神摆第一位的话
that if you put him first,
他会把你的路弄直是这个意思
He will straighten your path.
意思说，当你开始真的把神摆到神的位置去对待的话
，If you indeed put God as God，
他全备的引领就出现了。
His complete leading will begin to appear。
你自然而然就走在他的正的直的路上。
There is naturally where you will be walking on His way。
其实，人生有很多让我们走到岔路上。
We come to many crossroads in our life。
所以专心仰赖耶和华是非常重要。
That's why trusting Him with all your heart is so very important.
我们往前走去。
As we continue in our life,
就把箴言三章五到六节摆在我们心中。
Put that verse in your heart.
因为神在各种情况之下都以全备的引领来帮助我们。
Though God under every situation has His full guidance for us.
而我们要做的
，thing that we must do.
就开始仰赖耶和华。
Is to trust Him with all our heart.
专心的，不分心的去仰赖他。
Completely trusting in Him.
这样子，他就自然的把我们摆在他的正路上。
Then He will put our path straight.
让我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's conclude with a prayer.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father.
在我们人生道路上。
In our life.
有很多困难的时候。
We face so many difficulties.
也有很多我们不知道怎么处理的事。
There are so many things we do not know what to do.
可是你全面的引领是应许。
But you promise us your full guidance.
不管是在试探中
，either in temptation，
在试炼中
，in trial，
在管教中
，or under your discipline，
你都愿意帮我们建造起来。
You are in the process of building us up.
使得我们可以远离恶事。
So we can leave the evil things.
让我们生命得到更丰盛的生命。
So we can live an abundant life.
由你的话语来帮助我们每一个人。
We ask that your word can fill up us.
让你的心意得到满足。
That your will will be fulfilled.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.